You're listening to Vatican Radio.
One of the organizations represented at this week's conference at the Pontifical Gregorian University on the role and on the responsibility of universities and educators in offering help and hope to the growing numbers of migrants and refugees was the University of the People. And together with other conference participants, Shaira Sheff, president of the University of the People, was also at the audience with Pope Francis on Saturday morning in the Vatican. During that audience, the Pope praised the commitment and the work of those present at that conference and spoke of the need for distance courses for those living in camps and reception centres, something that happens to be one of the main missions of the University of the People, as Shaira Sheff explained to me.
University of the People is the first non-profit, tuition-free, accredited online university for students who graduate high school, qualified for higher education, but cannot attend higher education, either because they don't have the money, either because they live in places where there aren't enough universities, either they are deprived for political or cultural reasons, such as refugees, such as women in some cultures. For all these people, we bring, through the internet, the university to them, tuition-free, to enable them to get higher education, have a better future for themselves, for their families, for their societies, and hopefully for the world as a whole.
That sounds like a dream come true. How can a tuition-free university be possible? Can I ask you how many students you have?
Yes, currently we have over 10,000 students coming from over 200 countries and territories, literally from every corner of the globe. Many of our students are in the U.S., but we have a lot of them from Africa, Asia. A lot of them are in the Middle East, especially from Syria. So they're coming from all over.
I'm going to ask you, first of all, for your impressions of the audience with Pope Francis this morning before we go into what you've been doing here in Rome this week.
So we had a conference that dealt with migration and refugees. It's a very important topic to address, and the role, especially the role of higher education in these issues. It was a very important conference to put together universities. Many of them were Catholic universities, obviously, that deal with this issue and try to help resolve the issue. It's the first conference of the kind and a very important one. We were very fortunate to be supported by the Pope, who actually met us this morning and encouraged us to continue the work. I think that he's doing an amazing job in trying to convince the world to do better for the refugees, and they encourage us to continue doing what we do.
I read his address to you. He expressed the hope that universities would develop programs that promote refugee education at various levels, and that's exactly what you are doing. What were your impressions of the audience with the Pope?
Well, I think that the kind of people who came to the conference are the very people who believe in the importance of this very goal of helping refugees to, through higher education, both to have a better future for themselves, to integrate in the new societies, and to resolve this human crisis. I think that all the people who were at the conference believe in the same mission, and I believe that it will just grow and spread wide. I think that that's what should happen. You know, look at the Syrian refugees as an example. There are 200,000 Syrians who are left out of higher education, either because their universities were shut down or because they graduated high school and couldn't attend university. Now, you know, if each university in the world will take 10 Syrians, that's not a lot. We can accommodate all of them. Now, we're doing it ourselves. I mean, we at University of the People took over 1,000 refugees and over 600 Syrian refugees. We are online, so we can do it. We are tuition-free, so our cost structure is very minimal, so we can afford taking many refugees. But, you know, when you talk about other universities, each university in the world can afford taking 10 Syrian or 10 refugees and solve the problem. And I think that while that's basically what the Pope said. I mean, think about these people and see how you can address this issue.
The Pope often speaks of the crisis that many migrants find themselves in, and he speaks of the phenomenon as a global co-responsibility and for the need for justice. What is your perspective regarding this?
I can't agree more with that. I think that the Pope is a champion of resolving the issue and of understanding that it's not their problem, it's our problem, and our, I mean, the world's problem. Because, you know, you can look at it as a human rights issue. These are people who deserve better life, and as human beings, we should help them. But you can look also from pragmatic point of view and just think about yourself, not as a human rights cause, but, you know, this issue is not going to disappear. If you don't resolve it, they will continue to be miserable, and being miserable meaning not only that they will not be productive members of the society and suffer, but the consequences we all are going to bear. So we look at refugees and we look at people who have no hope and what they do, and you should just think about if these people had hope, probably they would have behaved differently.
He himself said they are going to be the political leaders of the future, the artists, the entrepreneurs.
Yeah, he definitely talked about it. And you know, I think that he's very right, because if you take people who strive for opportunities and you give them the opportunities, they will go a long way. They will be the leaders, not all of them necessarily, but many of them will become the leaders of their societies, and we want them to become leaders, but leaders who will do good to the world rather than leaders who will not do good to the world, how they say it in politically correct words. Yeah.
Yes, it's difficult to be politically correct these days. finally, Mr. Reshef, what at the conference, did you find it hopeful? Do you think it contained some promise for the future?
Yes, it contained promise. And the one thing that I personally, beyond everything else, is I saw that online is taking a more and more role in the discussion of the solution, because, you know, there are so many people in the world who are deprived from higher education, and the only way to accommodate it is through online. Because some people argue that online doesn't fit everyone, but online is what can be relevant for every person who would like and who finds it appropriate. So there are so many people around the world, migrants and refugees, who cannot find a solution. Online can be the solution to them. And I was very optimistic to see that I'm not the only one who thinks so. So while we are fully online, we took over 1,000 refugees and we plan to continue taking many more of them, I was happy to discover that we are not the only one who thinks so. So this is, for me personally, as the University of the People, became very encouraged.
Thank you very much. Is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Maybe, well, two things. First, I think that it's important to mention at some point that we are tuition-free, but we are not free. We expect the students to pay $100 per exam, or a full BA cost them $4,000 if they have the money. If they do not have the money, like the refugees, we offer them full scholarships, but we never want anyone to be misled by thinking that we are free. So we are tuition-free, but we are not free. Second, if it's being printed, we are UO people, not UOP. And, you know, I shook the Pope's hand and he blessed us. And, you know, it was a very excited moment for the University of the People. So I'm very, very happy for that, to get his blessing.
That was Shai Reshef, President of the University of the People.